It's Monday, September 21st, 2009. And we're gradually moving from Virgo into Libra. And wouldn't you know it, right here on the cusp day, one of these cusp days, we have a Three of Clubs. Those crazy, creative people. Some of the most creative people and successful people born on this birthday. Double three, actually. Three of Clubs, Three of Spades. I mean, this list is like, when I look at this list, so many people I know. Larry Hagman, actor who played on Dallas. We have songwriter, poets, Leonard Cohen. Wouldn't you imagine there'd be some writers? Three of Clubs is the author's card. But who else? Who else? How about, wait a minute, where'd he go? Stephen King, oh my God. Stephen King, another famous author. Born on the author's day. What about that? One of the most prolific and successful authors in history. But everybody on his birthday is very creative. Even if you don't see them playing a creative role in the world, we have, you know, let's see, comedian Fannie Flagg, producer Jerry Bruckheimer, musician Don Felder. We have Bill Murray, one of my favorite actors, Bill Murray. We have rock musician Filthy Animal. I don't know what band he was in, but he's 55 years old now. So, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Movie producer, writer Ethan Coen. Comedian Dave Coulier. Actor David James Elliott. Actor Rob Morrow. We have actress Cheryl Hines. Country singer Faith Hill. Rock musician Tyler Stewart of Bare Naked Ladies, country singer Ronna Reeves, and this is another one, Ricky Lake, who gets paid to talk. I talk about how, in my classes, how Three of Clubs get paid to talk. Well, there's one. Actor Luke Wilson. Who would have known that he's a totally mixed up person? Actor Paul Costanzo. Nicole Richie. Oh, I didn't know she was a Three of Clubs. Oh, no wonder her life's always a mess. Maggie Grace and Joseph Mazzello. Oh, and also actress Nancy Travis and writer, another writer, H.G. Wells was a Three of Clubs. I mean, that's a long list. That's a powerful list of very creative people on such a creative day. A double three birthday, Three of Clubs, Three of Spades. You know, it's just, it's almost too much of a good thing. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. My name is Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of Cards of Your Destiny, Love Cards, and Your Birthday, Your Card. All three of these books tell you about this system, this amazing ancient system. I didn't make this up. It's something I discovered just as you're discovering it right now. About an ancient system where every day of the year is assigned one of the 52 playing cards. Apparently, that's what the playing cards were developed for, was this system. They were created for this. They were made for this. A calendar system. The cards, the deck of cards that we know, not the tarot deck, the regular deck of cards matches our calendar. The earth cycles. Some crazy person today emailed me and said, don't you know that the world has 381 days a year? Sorry. No, I didn't know that. And I still don't know that. It's still 365 and a quarter, as it's always been. But there's a lot of crazy thinking out there. Well, I shouldn't say crazy. Let's just say out there kind of thinking going on in the world today. Now, I had about 3 weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, I had a little contest. And tonight, we're going to have another contest. And what it is, I'm going to ask a question. And this question is about the card system, and whoever calls in first with the answer will win. Or if nobody who calls in gets the answer right, the first person to email me with the answer wins the prize. Now, again, if somebody who calls in gets it, they get first shot at it. And if nobody who calls in gets it, the first person who emails me wins. And the The prize tonight is a copy of my CD, Bhakti Rock, a 1995 value. Okay, so here's the question. And those of you calling in, if you think you know the answer, you can go for it, you know, or you can email me. And if you need my email address, it's at the bottom of every page of my website. 7thunders.com is the website, the number 7 and the word thunders.com. So at the bottom of every page is my email address. So if you think you know the answer, email too. So this is a question about a celebrity. O.J. Simpson, who was born on July 9th, 1947, he won what seemed to be an impossible trial when he was 47 years old. Now he's 62 now. It was quite a while, 15 years ago. But he won that year. I mean, it was a miracle, and it was amazing to watch. What did he have in his cards that year that guaranteed he would win? He had certain cards that year that guaranteed he would win that trial. Take a guess at that and see what you come up with. Okay, so first person who calls in or the first person to email me if no one calls in? That's the question. All right, now we're going to move into our card lesson tonight, which is about the weekly reading. Most of you don't know what the weekly reading is if you don't have a copy of my book, but it's the only reading that we do with the cards, pretty much, where you shuffle the cards and lay them out. The first book ever published about the card system is called The Mystic Test Book, and that book is still in print, and we sell it, and you can get it probably in other places too. The Mystic Test Book, written in 1894. And in this book, only Richmond, who was the Grand Master of the Order of the Magi in his day, and the foremost authority on the card system, he showed a technique where he said that if you will shuffle the deck for exactly 1 minute, and then cut the deck at the top of the minute, and then cut it again in 20-second intervals, so you have a total of 3 cuts, that your magnetic energy, he called it magnetic energy, would be in the cards then, and whatever you would lay out in terms of the cards at that time would be accurate for you right now. So they would no longer be, essentially they would no longer be random. They would be situated in accordance to your magnetic energy. So you have to shuffle them, by the way. Nobody else can do this for you. You have to shuffle and cut the deck. And this is why in my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, I talk about doing that specific shuffle. You shuffle for exactly 1 minute. You cut the deck when you finish shuffling. Wait 20 seconds. Cut the deck again. Wait 20 seconds and cut for a third time. And then you lay the cards out. Now that method of shuffling can be useful to do any kind of card reading. Like you could say, well, and like I created one called the decision reading, where you pick three, you lay on 3 cards for each of whatever different choices you're facing to see what's in store for you if you take that choice. And we do the shuffle and cut for that too. You could actually make up. You could even do a regular grand, or like, I forget if they call it grand cross or some kind of cross, tarot type reading. As long as you shuffle them first in that manner prescribed. And as long as you are clear before you shuffle them where you're going to lay them out and what the positions will mean, you could actually make up any card reading that you would like. Okay? The weekly reading, though, is really good because it lays out cards for every day of the week that you're coming up to. And you always do this reading on the day before the day of the week you were born. You need to know what day of the week you were born because that's the beginning of your week. That's your Mercury day. So you would do this the day before to prepare for the week ahead. Okay? If you don't know what day of the week you were born, you can go to my website and find out. Go to 7 Thunders, do the free destiny reading and put your birthday in there. And it'll tell you if today is your Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, or Uranus, or Neptune day. And whenever you see the Mercury day, you know that's the day of the week you were born. Okay? So that's, you would do then the reading, like today happens to be my Jupiter day. I was born on Friday. So Friday is my Mercury day. I would do my reading on Thursday. Okay? The weekly reading, it's not really meant, even though everybody tries to use it to predict what's going to happen during the week, it's not really, that's not really the purpose of it. The real purpose of it is to watch what happens as you go through the week, day by day, and compare it to the cards that you drew and see how they connect. And that by doing that, you develop a relationship with the cards. You get to see how the cards play out. And I guarantee you that if you will take the time to do that every week for at least a year, you will become a master of card interpretation. You'll become so good at card interpretation that you won't even have to look in the book anymore. Because you'll have a whole year's worth, 52 weeks worth, of your own personal experiences of interpreting the cards and watching what happens and seeing the connection between the cards and your own experience, which is much more valuable than just learning the theoretical meanings. It's good to know the theoretical meaning too, but nothing will ever replace your direct experience. I remember one week I had a nine of diamonds in Mercury. And on that day, I got this phone call from a bookstore where I had scheduled to do a class. And they told me they were really sorry, but they had double booked that the room and they weren't going to be able to hold my class. So a nine in Mercury, that's Mercury rules communication. A nine means a letting go, a loss, or a completion. And to me, it was like it represented an opportunity to make money. So there's that was a an imagined loss of money. I remember, though, that on that particular day, I turned it around. I just let go. I just said, okay. And I really got behind the person who they had scheduled there in my place and helped promote them. And the whole thing turned around for me because I let go. So whenever a nine comes along, we can let go. So this is the thing. Do your weekly readings. Do them on the day before the day of the week you were born. You can't help yourself. You will try to figure out what they mean before stuff happens. But it's much more helpful to just watch what happens. Watch what happens. Compare this to what you see in your cards. Now, for that reason, I recommend people lay out the cards on a dresser or somewhere in their house where you can see them every day as you come in and out. You know, you'll go off to work or go do something, you'll come back and go, oh, look, and ask people what their birthdays are. You should always ask everybody you know what their birthday is so you'll know what their card is. Okay? So that concludes our little lesson on the weekly reading. What we're going to do is we're going to be opening up the phone lines for calls here in about 5 to 7 minutes. What we can do also is next week I'm going to teach next week I'm just letting you know because I had this idea and I hope I remember. I'm going to teach the Magi formula for how you can determine somebody's birth card without having to look in the book. There's a mathematical formula that you can learn and just keep in your head. And you can always find out whoever's birth card you want anytime you meet somebody without having to have a book with you. Okay? So we're going to take a short break, listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which is the grand prize tonight. And on this break, we're going to listen to a song called Journey. When we come right back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. Oh, We're back. I'll tell you, I've already gotten like, I think, 8 emails about the contest question, and everybody got it right. So this question must have been way too easy. I'm going to have to come up with another question. But for now, we'll see. Somebody's going to call in probably and get it. Our first caller up tonight is Jennifer from Raleigh, North Carolina, born October 13th, 1966. Are you there, Jennifer? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can now. How are you, Jennifer?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Is this your first time calling the show?
Yes, it is. I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it's just my first time, and my sister has been telling me about the show, so I don't really know that much about the Destiny cards.
Okay, that's fine. I assume, though, you called because you have a question to ask me.
Yeah, my question is that I've been involved in a relationship. I have a boyfriend, and we actually met working on an academic project on the internet. But then we ended up meeting in real life, and now we're living together. So it's been a bit of, an amazing experience for me. So I just was wanting to find out what the cards have to say about this relationship.
Okay, sure. And what's his birthday?
His birthday is February 22nd, 1969.
Hold on 1 second. So, have you been married before?
Yes, I have been.
Yourself? Yeah, okay. So, you happen to be a 9 of clubs, all right? And okay. He happens to be a 3 of diamonds and a 9 of spades. So you guys actually have really, really good connections, okay?
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem, if there is a problem, is him. Because 3 of diamonds are very undecided about what they want often, okay? That birthday can change their mind frequently. All right? Are you following what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay.
So this is something to be just mindful of. It may not show up, really strong. What does he say he wants? Does he say he wants to be with you? Or have you guys gotten that far yet or what?
Yes. He says that, actually, mm-hmm. that he wants me.
And when did you meet him again?
We met, just as friends last November. And then we met in real life and face-to-face in March of this year.
Okay. All right. Okay, March. Okay, that's good. At least it wasn't recent. So, I mean, I think it's worth exploring. We'll have to see. My experience of 3 of Diamonds is they can't sustain relationships very long. Okay? They can start them out really easy, but they can't seem to finish them. So we'll see. I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen, but it's a possibility, okay?
Okay.
But I would just enjoy it while it's there because I'm sure you have a lot of good things to share with each other.
Well, that's good to hear.
Because your connections are so good between the two of you. They are really good.
What kind of connections do you see? Like I said, I don't know that much about the cards, but...
Well, see, if I told you, you don't know what they are, so it doesn't make any difference if I tell you or not.
My sister is sorry about the dog. Quiet.
The best I can tell you is that they're really good connections. And when you learn more about the connections, I'll tell you more about them.
Okay.
But you have all the connections. See, there's 2 elements to anything in a relationship. Number one... the first most important thing is not the connections you have with somebody else. The first most important thing is who are you? Are you even capable of a relationship? And who are they? And are they even capable of a relationship? Those 2 things are more important than the connections because you might be highly compatible with somebody who will never commit. Do you understand?
Right.
And it wouldn't make a difference how compatible you are, because they're not, it's not going to go anywhere. See? Now, I'm not saying that he falls in that category, but he might fall in that category because of his card, the Three of Diamonds. So there's a possibility. I'm letting you know that ahead of time. Okay?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll learn a bit more about what that means.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I don't know. People of your birthday, by the way, they're not really looking for marriage. They're looking for the best romantic love relationship possible. Did you know that?
Really? No, I didn't.
Yeah. You're a Nine of Clubs. Nine of Clubs do get married, but only to be with their lover. Nine of Clubs are lovers.
Wow.
Sexiest card, sexiest card in the whole deck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, that's definitely a feature of this relationship.
Yeah, now the secret's out of the bag. Everybody's going to know, all your friends.
No, I mean the romantic love.
Well, I know. That's,
Okay.
And, you know, you'll be most attracted to men who you feel a very strong past life connection to. Always.
Life connection.
Yeah. You'll like, when you feel like you already knew them, that's the ones you'll be most attracted to.
Well, I felt that about him, actually, from the very, very beginning. Like, even before I think that he thought anything about me, I felt, like, some very strong connection from the beginning.
Yeah, so, you know, this is somebody you need to be with. I don't know how long it's going to last because of him, but it won't really matter. It's important that you guys are together, and that's all that matters. All right, so thanks for being my guest tonight, Jennifer. I'm going to have to let you go so other callers can call in.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And what that means, everybody, is that the contest hasn't been won yet. I bet you somebody else is going to call in with the answer, though. Next up is Cindy from Sonoma. Her birthday is March the 10th, 1954. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been reading your books and studying your cards for, about 5 years now.
Oh,
and
good for you.
I'm getting pretty good at it. In fact, I sent you an email about the O.J. Simpson question.
Then I'm sure you got it right then. Tell everybody what the answer is.
It's King of Spades.
King of Spades where?
Well, he had it in his Mars, and I see that the acquittal was in October, so he would have been in Venus then. And he had the King of Diamonds there, so that part I got a little stumped on. But King of Spades in Mars said that success in legal matters, so that's where I got the King of Spades.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is, the answer is right. He had the King of Spades in Mars that year. It didn't matter that the trial ended in his Venus period. It wouldn't have mattered if it had ended later in the year. He had it. The King of Spades in Mars is in place for the entire year. So good job on getting that right and being the first caller to call in.
Thank you. I had a question for you. King of Spades or King of Diamonds for a female is difficult in the romantic area.
It's more difficult for the guys than for you, trust me.
What's that?
It's harder for the guys you're with than for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As far as getting me?
As far as dealing with you.
Dealing with me?
Dealing with you. You know, you're Sharon Stone's birthday, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Tough cookies.
I don't mean to be. I mean, my fourth stage is my ruling card. So I kind of act more that way, but you know, at the end of the day, the king comes out. So
the king's always there if you need her.
Yeah. And I listen to your show. I've been listening to your show now. And last week, I think you spoke about the personality and don't even deal with those. So I kind of quit looking at the Queen of Diamonds as far as my my annual. You know, looking for my year.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at that if I were you. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I actually have two questions. One is financial, but I see I have the King of Spades as my Pluto card, so maybe that's I don't have to worry about that so much.
Well, okay. You know, you have really good cards. You have you're in Jupiter right now with the Ten of Diamonds, okay?
Yeah, but I'm going into Saturn. I'm kind of nervous about that.
Well, everybody's Saturn comes every year, so what?
I know.
I mean, I can't stop anybody from worrying. You would worry no matter what you had.
Oh, well, possibly.
The real the real question is, what are you doing with the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter? You know, it, even though it's there, nothing will happen if you don't take action.
If you don't, correct, well, you know, I work and, you know, I've been successful in that area, so I feel blessed in that regard. But, you know, I'm always, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the King of Diamonds are, you're one also. You like money. We like
I'm the Queen of Diamonds, actually, yeah.
Oh, you're the Queen, okay.
Yeah, I'm the Queen. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, King of Spades, Pluto means that you have to stand up and be a little stronger with people in your life and with situations, be more clear about what you want and assert your will to get it. If you're mamby-pamby or trying to be nice to people, you won't have the results that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that's what that card means.
That's what means. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so you have to act. You have to act as the King of Spades. The King of Spades is the most powerful card in the entire deck, and he's not the nicest card in the deck. The trouble with being a Pisces is they're always trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? When I'm forceful, I'm better off if I use humor to kind of deflect, because
sure.
I don't always bring that part of myself out, and when I do, then people are, whoa, you know.
Well, you know, this is a time in history when, especially in here in the country, everywhere really, when, you know, people are up, they're all being mixed up in terms of career, job, stability. Everything's up in the air for a lot of people right now. I'm sure you're one of those people, right?
Yeah.
And because of circumstances. So it's a time to shift and change. I mean, we're being called to shift. We're being called to do something different than we've done before. And there's just as many people making money now as there were before. They're just making it in different ways than they were before, and you just have to adapt. That's all.
Yeah.
You're good at making money. All you got to do is, is adapt.
Yeah, I know.
It's easy as that.
So my question to you, Robert, is about I am liking very much a Nine of Clubs.
Sure.
And Nine of Clubs. And so I was wondering about that situation. He was born December 9th, 63.
Well, he's a King of Diamonds also.
Well, no. December 9th. He's a Nine of Clubs.
He's a Nine of Clubs King of Diamonds.
Yes, right. Planetary, right.
That's very important. That's, you know, you guys have the same card. That's very, very significant.
Yeah, so. But I also read in your book that the planetary is sometimes stronger than the actual card. So
it can in some cases. It depends on the person and, you know, how identified they are with it. But either way, you didn't even mention it, but it's really, really important. Okay.
Okay.
It's very important that you realize that you're both King of Diamonds. Okay. Mm. So who's going to be the boss in the castle?
I know. I was married to a King of Diamonds.
Yeah, like, you know, you guys are going to have to work that out, because you both being kings, you'd both need to be able to respect each other's rulerships in your various areas, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there could be problems, because even though this is actually considered a good connection, it could be difficult if you don't handle it correctly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he has to let you be the boss in the areas that are important to you, and then you have to let him be the boss in the areas that are really important to him.
Yeah.
Got it?
Okay, then go ahead, sorry.
Did you get what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then you're all
set. Those areas have not really been quite defined just yet, but...
Well, you know, I mean, maybe it's not that's quite there yet, but we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight. Cindy, send me another email with your mailing address so I can mail you the prize, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you.
You too.
All right, good night. All right, folks, the contest, unfortunately, is complete tonight, but we'll have another one next week. Hopefully, I'm going to have to pick a harder question, really hard, so that maybe nobody gets it. We'll see. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll be picking up with your calls. We have Dee, Jackie, and Catherine all waiting on the line to talk. I think the lines are full. On this break, we're going to play the song Rama Rama. When I come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. We're back with Mr. Destiny Radio Show and your calls. Next up is Dee from San Diego, who's born January 11th, 1959. Are you there, Dee?
Yes, Robert, and this is Deirdre that you met at the Crystal Wizard so many years ago, but I go by Dee now.
Oh, okay. Nice to talk to you again, Deirdre.
Nice to talk to you, yeah. Anyways, I called because I kind of wanted to test my own knowledge since I've gotten fairly good with the cards, with my Nine of Hearts and Five of Hearts and Saturn during this present time. I lost a beloved pet that just tore me apart this year. I've lost two friendships. So am I on the right path in seeing that this was like the destined endings of relationships?
Well, first of all, I think I have your birthday wrong. I have January 11th, 1959. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a Three of Spades.
Okay. So where are you seeing this Five of Diamonds and Saturn?
No, I have a Nine of Hearts and Five of Hearts. Nine of Hearts and Five of Hearts in my Saturn lineup.
Really?
This year? That's what I have, yeah.
Oh, you know, I think my program is misbehaving. Hold
Uh-oh.
On a second. Hold on, let me just look.
Okay.
Huh. Wow, this is weird. My software is, I use my software, but I think I should have restarted my computer because I'm getting inaccurate results here.
I have three charts. I'm an artist, so I run as a jack, and then I'm a queen of spades, and then I'm also a three of spades, so.
Oh, you're looking at the queen of spades, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even look there.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Not really.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Usually. But
you just
go
straight to the birthday card?
So the birth and ruling card.
Okay.
You're three of spades and jack of clubs. So now, you did have some losses, though?
Yeah, and some pretty key ones, because one, like I said, was a beloved pet of 15 years that I didn't even expect, you know, to leave me. And then I lost two very long-standing friendships this year also. One of them was 30 years.
Now, did these happen in the Saturn period, both of them?
No, they did not. But they, I'm just asking that. I just threw that out. They both happened in the last 3 months.
I see. Well,
summer,
in this Saturn period, you do have some pretty powerful cards. Like, you don't see this, but you have a Two of Diamonds and a Six. You see the Six of Spades, right?
Right.
That's very, very powerful in Saturn. But what you don't see is that underlying the Two of Diamonds in Saturn is another Six of Spades with a Nine of Spades. And that's, I would have seen all of this from that.
Okay.
You know, I would have seen something like this happen because of all but two Six of Spades and a Nine of Spades. And underlying the Six of Spades is a Seven of Hearts. So this must have been a really difficult thing for you, you know.
Well, each of the losses were betrayals.
Yeah.
They seem like betrayals.
Right. That's your
and
Seven of Hearts.
And I had to
hearts.
Let these people go. Yeah, my pet left me on his own, and that seemed like a betrayal, and then the other two seemed like betrayals from the way the people treated me. So I chose to let them go.
Well, one thing, you know, either you should have let go of these a long time ago, or this was just some karma coming back to you, one or the other,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Six guarantees that, but not right. Happy karma, not fun, good karma, but difficult karma, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, any six in Saturn is going to be really difficult. I was talking earlier about OJ, and when he lost his second trial, he had a Six of Clubs in Saturn, you know?
Right.
It caught up with him. So, you know, I get the feeling like both these relationships were due to be done, over with.
Yeah,
but you waited too long.
Yeah, it's true. They stayed way too long. I saw the same signs quite a while ago that I saw when I finally pulled the plug on them. I just hadn't paid attention to them before and acted
on
them.
Yeah, I think that it was time to let them go, and mm-hmm. now you're done with them. And, yeah, it was hard. I'm sure it was personally difficult to experience that kind of betrayal.
Right.
But the good news is now they're gone.
Yeah, they sure are. Just start. I had a real quick question. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Explains that. And you're saying I shouldn't bother to read my personality or my jack?
No.
When I'm looking
at I would read your jack of clubs, ruling card. You already are a jack.
No, my jack of spades, I mean.
I would not
do
that. You have a ruling card. It's a jack of clubs.
Oh, so you would look under the jack of clubs for my age?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I would look at the three of spades and the jack of clubs.
Oh, see, I learned
that's all.
May I ask just one very quick question, too?
Maybe, but I may not answer because I usually give people just one question, and I've already given you one.
Yes, you did. Well, so I hear all these women asking about compatibility by cards, which I've never even perused. I'll just throw out jack of diamonds, three of spades.
I'm sorry. You know a jack of diamonds?
I'm asking with the jack of diamonds. I'm involved with a jack of diamonds birth card, and I'm a three of spades.
Okay. So what's his birthday?
05/08/1960. May 5th.
He's a four of diamonds, and a ruling card is a four of diamonds in his case.
Correct.
Well, I'll say one thing. He's your environment card this year, the four of diamonds, so it's got to be good now. It's good now.
Yeah, it's better this year.
Yeah.
Power system power struggles, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know,
that's been going
he
now
is,
for quite
the
a
Jack
while.
Of Diamonds happens to be your critic. So that's not, like, he's Saturn to you, whether you realize it or not. He's Saturn to you. And you may not like that because he's not even consciously doing it, but you will feel criticized by him, see?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're also karma cousins, which is not bad. That's a good connection. But him, and you have other good connections with him, don't get me wrong, but the Saturn is definitely showing up, I'm sure, and you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a karmic pull at times when I really feel like walking away, similar to how I'm feeling right now, and just something always tugs me back into, you know, in with him.
Maybe there's a lesson.
Pull, you know?
Maybe he's there to teach you something that you're still haven't quite got.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the case.
Yeah.
Because Saturn relationships are not happy, fun relationships.
No, they're work. It's a lot
that's
of
right.
work.
Well, it's more work for you than him, by the way.
Yes, it is. Surely, you certainly are right on that. I've been working on this guy for 5 years.
Well, you know, you may never get him because the Saturn people will always withhold. So if you want happiness, you might have to look somewhere else, okay?
That's interesting.
You might have to look somewhere else because it's not that he's doing this on purpose. Don't get me wrong. It's not a conscious thing that he's doing. This is just the nature of the energy between you two. It's an unconscious thing, okay?
Right.
It's not personal. It's not about you, not about him. It's not personal. It's just how the connections run between you.
Yeah.
All right.
It is tough. Thank you.
All right, Cindy. All right. Have a good night. Thanks for calling tonight. Okay. Next up is Jackie from Los Angeles, and she's a Scorpio, November 12th, 1970. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm so enjoying your show tonight, and I just want to tell you, okay, good thing is I've been getting to know a Ten of Diamonds man in my life, and I know that's good for age 39 because he's in my Venus, so
sure.
We're good to go in that department. But what
Sounds
is going
good.
On with the rest of my life, Robert? It's slipping like one, you know, storm after the next. And I'm just wondering, like, when everything will stabilize. It's been a shitstorm. Can I say that on the radio?
I'm not going to stop. You already said it, actually, so what can I say?
So anyway, I'm just wondering, like, when will my career stabilize?
Well, here's the thing. You know, our interpretation of what's happening is always based on what? I'm asking you this question.
It's always based on our perception.
Exactly. And our expectations.
And our expectations.
Your life might be actually fantastic, but your expectations say, but I'm not getting exactly what I want.
Right.
And so you can say, oh, my life's a shitstorm. Right?
Oh, my snobbery is all gone after the last few weeks. I'm serious. It's really gone. Like,
I didn't know you were a snob.
Throw in the towel and give it all up.
This is news. You mean you've been a snob lately? What's going on?
I think I was born that way. You see my cards.
Must be that Queen of Diamonds ruler, you know?
I have been humbled this year.
Well, you know, always be happy. Now, you had an Ace of Spades in Saturn. You had some difficult things to go through. And Eight of Clubs don't like change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't like it. But this year is almost over, okay? Just hold in there for another month or two.
Okay. But creatively, like, I'm seriously debating, like, do I pursue the art, you know, the creative path I've been on?
You know what,
Don't
even think about anything until after your birthday now. You know, you just began your Neptune period. You got a Three of Clubs. You got a Nine of Spades. I wouldn't even just have fun and explore things, but don't feel like you have to make up your mind. Don't feel like you have to decide or have to find anything or you'll drive yourself crazy. Okay?
Okay. And Ten of Clubs and Mercury, I've never had that before. And I don't know quite how to interpret that as, you know, because I'm coming off a Ten of Clubs long range.
Well, Mercury is not generally a very powerful period. Things that happen there are fun, but they're short-lived.
Okay.
But there'll be some kind of success there, something good. You know, as soon as your birthday starts, mm-hmm. it's going to be all new for you.
Okay.
And that's what you're looking for. This has been a challenging year. This upcoming year is going to be a relationship challenging year because you're going to have more than one guy.
Really?
Maybe you'll have the mystery of the Eight of Clubs woman that I talk about in my Visions volume this year coming up. Who knows?
The Ten of Diamonds I'm seeing at the moment is one of my special days from the Arnie Lean book, May 9th.
So uh-huh.
I'm really enjoying his company right now.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, don't forget, you know, May 9th is Uranus to you also. The Ace of Hearts ruling card is Uranus to you.
And Uranus is surprises.
Unexpected.
Oh, it was totally unexpected. It was completely unexpected.
Well, those kind of relationships can sometimes unexpectedly end just as fast. I'm not saying that it will, but you're going to be changing even more in the relationship area this coming year. So be prepared. Okay.
Okay.
You have got so many you got so many threes this year.
I got a lot of contenders.
You should be doing creative work. Okay.
Creative. I will be doing creative work.
And you know, be open because there's going to be more than one guy in your life. I guarantee it.
So there's going to be more than one guy who wants the job.
Who wants to be with you? Oh, is it a job to be with you?
I guess. I like to call it interviewing for the job.
I'm going to first give you a learner's permit.
Yeah.
We'll have a test run, you know. Okay. Great talking to you.
It was always, always nice talking to you, too. And thank you for all of your insight.
Thanks a lot, Jackie. Have a great night.
Thanks. You, too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, next up, we're not going to have time probably for all the calls. We have three more. We'll see what we can do. But I don't want to cut anybody short. Next up is Catherine from Virginia, December 19, 1958. Are you there, Catherine?
The guy, the Ten of Diamonds, I'm seeing at the moment.
Catherine?
Yes?
Turn your radio off. Turn your speakers off.
I set the phone down waiting for you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when you're listening on the radio, you listen to about a 10-second delay, okay?
Yeah.
So I was ready for you, but you weren't. You were still listening to the past.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, are you December 19th, 1958?
Yes.
Okay, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, with my cards that I was born with, I wanted to know what my true soul life purpose is in this lifetime and how I can use it to better serve humanity.
Well, your life is half over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What have you done so far?
Well, I do energy work and I also do cards as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of incorporate both together.
And you know that you're a Queen of Hearts and a Three of Hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a good choice. That fits your card. You know, Queen of Hearts wants to help people. And it's a very psychic card. So using your gifts to nurture people and help them in whatever ways you feel drawn to do is really good for your birthday. You know, I guess all of us have a self, have a life's purpose of exploring and understanding and coming to love ourselves. Are you, have you reached this point where you can really love yourself and be okay with how you are?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Even, you know, even your three of hearts, the part of you that can't make up your mind?
Yeah, actually, I've come to grips with that, really.
Oh, good.
Only because I realized that that was part of, that was something I needed to work on, really.
Sure.
To
well,
decide.
Well, you know, all of us have some area like that. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've come to a point, a place in your life where you can accept and love yourself, all of who you are, then you're fulfilling your purpose right there. See?
Okay.
That's all there is to it. According to me, of course. I have to qualify that, you know, and be honest. This is my opinion. It's not necessarily the truth or anything. It's just my
right.
opinion. And you asked me, so I told you.
Okay. So that was pretty much my question.
Yeah, so you're in your Neptune period. I just want to say a couple words. You're in your Neptune period, the last period of the year before your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're not in your Neptune period. Wait a minute, what am I saying? My computer is messed up. Hold on.
We're in
Mercury
retrograde the whole month, too.
Yeah, I feel like my mind is having a Mercury retrograde night tonight. You're actually not in Neptune. You're in the Uranus period, so I take that back. But, you know, things are good. I think you're going to be coming into, before your birthday, sometime between now and your birthday, I think, based on your cards, that you're going to come into a deeper recognition of what your life's purpose is, more specifically, you know. I see that coming. Okay?
Okay.
So you've only got a few months, but it's on its way.
Okay. Well, I kind of feel I was on track anyway.
Well, no, I think the work you're doing. But what happens in life is that we have a refinement process. It happens every so many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We go along doing the same thing for a long time, and then all of a sudden we have this urge to upgrade to a deeper
mm-hmm.
sense of what we're doing. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's
kind of
how I felt. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's what I see happening for you. You're actually coming into a time when you'll be doing something that's even more, it won't be that much different than what you're doing now, but it'll have something new about it that's more aligned with your deepest sense of purpose.
Okay.
All right.
I guess that's what I was kind of asking was, what was my deepest sense of purpose?
Well, I don't have that answer.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of.
If I did, I could make a lot of money from you.
That is true.
Because that's probably worth at least $100,000, I think.
Yeah, I think more.
So, you know, but I all I can say is that you're in a cycle right now where that's going to be revealed to you. So just keep on doing what you're doing.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Catherine. Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, plowing along here. Next up is, I think this is Kendra from Oakland.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. My name is Kendra.
December 24th,
1976? That's me.
Where'd you get all that energy from?
I think I was born with it.
I know. You must be a handful.
No, you know, I'm kind of excited because I didn't think you were going to call me tonight because I saw the minutes, and it's like 7:55, and I'm like, oh, no, hopefully I can talk to him. So I'm excited that you took my call.
You got lucky.
Yay.
But
okay.
Sagges are always lucky, aren't they?
Would you consider me a Sag or a cusp?
Oh, you're a Capricorn. I apologize.
No problem.
I
but, you know, I do. My Mercury is in Sagittarius.
Yeah, everybody who's close to the cusp like that usually has planets on the other side. So, what's on your mind this evening, December 24th, 1976?
79.
Oh, 79. Thank you. See, I'm having a Mercury retrograde brain night. So, go for it.
I heard that before. So, Okay. Well, I'm a single mom of two, and I know right now I'm in my Uranus period, and I just wanted to know what my housing situation looks like for the future within the next upcoming months, and just my finances, and if I'm going to be pretty stable or not.
Well, you don't have any cards that indicate finances or, I mean, that part, you don't have any cards between now and your birthday at all.
Meaning a problem in finances?
No, there's no indication of a problem, and there's no indication of any fantastic windfall either.
Okay.
There's just no indication. That's not like even, that's not even important. It's not happening.
Okay.
Well, actually, I mean, what are you doing? Do you work?
I'm actually a full-time student.
Okay, well, how do you expect anything to change if you're a full-time student?
You're absolutely right. You're right.
I mean, were you expecting some guy to come along and just give you a bunch of money?
Wouldn't that be nice? No. Well, you know, it's kind of like I'm going through some kind of process right now with my landlord and stuff, so I just wanted to make sure that...
Well, I don't see you having to move, but
okay.
By the same token... This would be a good year for you to move if you have the opportunity. It would be a blessing.
Why do you say so?
What's that?
Why do you say so?
Because you have a Five of Hearts environment card. That's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, when you see an environment card, you think, oh, that's going to be good, whatever that is. Okay. That's going to be good.
Okay.
And Five of Hearts means move.
Mm-hmm.
So not that you have to, but if you do move, it'll be a good move.
Sid. Okay.
You follow?
Yes.
So, you know, everybody's afraid about changes, aren't we? We're all, like, so super afraid of, like, anything changing. But sometimes the change that we're resisting is actually going to be better than what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, that's true.
It's true, but it's hard to remember that when the time comes.
Yeah, when you're actually in it. You know what
you're
I mean?
Like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Am I going to live? Am I going to live? Am I going to still be here tomorrow?
You know, that's how I felt almost this whole year when I had the Nine of Hearts in my,
long-range card.
In my long-range card, yes. And I was so terrified of that.
Well.
And I just didn't know what was going to happen. And I really needed to get out of that. Like, it didn't mean something negative.
Nine of Hearts, people get married under a Nine of Hearts. Yeah, good things happen under Nine of Hearts. You got to understand the card. Don't ever get freaked out about the cards, and you know that's just you worrying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let yourself do that.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Well, we're almost at the end of the year, so I doubt if that's going to happen.
Yeah, look, you're still breathing. I can't believe it.
So I'm okay.
Scientists are checking her age. To see how did she live this long with all that worry.
Would you say this Uranus period is good for me?
I don't know. Is it? You tell me.
I just got on my Saturn period, and it wasn't so bad, but it was...
Well, most people are so happy to get out of Saturn. Their Uranus period is always really great.
I know. I was like, oh, please, please, hurry, hurry, hurry. You know, it wasn't so bad, but I started school and stuff, and there was some things I was battling with my counselors and stuff, so things are
please get me out of Saturn. I don't think I can take it anymore. All right, listen, Kandra, it's great talking to you, but call back again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Okay, we have time for one more caller. Jennifer, last caller from New York. She's waited patiently. October 25th, 1977. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Excellent.
Great talking to you. First, I'd like to say I'm confused, very confused.
Well, that's because you're a Three of Spades ruling card. You're always confused.
Okay,
what's new?
That could be possible. Well,
do you have anything interesting to share tonight?
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
Sure. What did you make up?
My main question is, I'm a Ten of Hearts, and there's a Nine of Spades, 11-11-78 is his date of birth. And
Nine of Clubs.
Yes, exactly. And, okay. Well, I mean, I bought a couple of your books. cards of destiny, love cards, and also your birth card. But I'm just so confused because I'm going through all of the like yearly spreads, and it's like so.
What are you trying to find out?
Well, the thing is, we are both currently separated from other people, so we're out.
That's so nice.
So, so it's one of those things where it's like,
So Jennifer, number one, you're both still married.
You could say that.
No, that's not me saying that. That's the truth. You're both still married.
Exactly.
Okay. That's a very important distinction. That puts your relationship in a whole new category. And that category is, it's not a relationship, it's just pretending. Okay?
Okay, got it. Uh-huh.
It's very much pretending to be a relationship that's not really a relationship. Okay?
Right.
So, it's okay, there's no judgment about that.
Okay.
But there's nothing to really get excited about, because it's not going to go anywhere anyway. There's nothing to even be worried about. It's like going to a movie. Do you take the movie seriously? You know.
Right.
This is a transition. You haven't even decided. Neither one of you is actually officially divorced yet.
Well, almost.
Almost.
I mean,
what does that
mean? It's like I'm saying, it's still in transition. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, just something. Like with me, for example, is something where the paperwork just hasn't gone through yet. Let's put it that way. It's like we're not together. We're separated. I'm using the word separated because we're not divorced yet. But it is something that is basically about to happen like any day now. You see where I'm going?
Oh,
so it's like
sure.
one of those things.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's,
yeah.
That's good. That's helpful.
Okay.
How
so
about
like
him?
One of those things.
How about him?
He's basically almost at the same stage. It's one of those things. We've
actually
known each other.
Almost at the same stage?
Yes.
What does that mean? Has he filed for divorce yet?
Yes.
Okay. Are they still living together?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what do you want to know?
So basically my question is, the compatibility of the cards it shows that we are very compatible, but at the same time, I'm confused because, like you said, I mean, the previous caller mentioned something about the Nine of Hearts being in, I don't know what period, but I see the Nine of Hearts, like, all over our yearly spreads, like, later on, and it just gets to me, you know, like, all the nines in there, and you're saying that it could mean something else. So it's like, I don't know, I just got confused about, like, going through the yearly spreads and seeing all those nines up in there. So it's just...
in my book doesn't have very really happy positive interpretations for the nines, you know, and that's I need to update it someday and kind of rewrite them so that people understand there is a positive possibility.
Okay.
You know, like I said earlier, people get married under Nine of Hearts long range often.
Right.
It means fulfillment. It means the end, which can mean fulfillment. It can mean like, wow, I finally got my wish come true. Okay. But a lot of things have to happen before this relationship is actually a relationship.
Exactly.
And it's premature yet. I mean, yeah, it sounds like he's going to do something, and it sounds like you're going to do something.
Right.
And maybe you are. You know, I'm not saying you won't, and I think that's great. And you definitely have – you guys are already having sex, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a big part of it. You guys just needed to get together because you were so attracted to each other, you know?
Okay.
And that's all good. Nine of Clubs, if you were listening earlier, I was talking to another Nine of Clubs person, and I was telling her that they don't really need marriage. They're not looking for marriage. They're looking for the great sexual partner. That's what they're after. They're looking for the perfect lover, not the perfect marriage partner. Okay.
I got that. Yeah.
And you know, you may be kind of like that yourself too, which is okay. It's okay if you're that way too. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't need to get married again either. Okay.
Exactly. I agree with that.
So there's no problems really. Everything's fine. Hunky dory.
Okay. Since I did see all the nines in there, it's not even about the marriage.
Get unmarried first, and then we'll talk about the nines, okay? I don't even know what... Usually these transition relationships rarely last beyond the transition, you know?
Right.
Usually as soon as one or the other person is free, it's history for the relationship, usually. That's typical, okay?
Okay.
Now, it doesn't have to always be that way, but I would be willing to bet that's what's going to happen, because that's how it usually turns out, okay?
Right.
So enjoy what you have.
Okay.
And don't be so concerned about the future when you got something right now, you know? That's my advice.
That is also true. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You got something that's worth enjoying.
Right.
So enjoy it. That's what I would say.
All right.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay.
And, you know, once things change, feel free to call back. I'll look at those dimes for you later.
Sure, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Thanks for being my guest.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow, this was a fun-packed night tonight. I'm glad you guys stuck around. We're going to end, as we always do, with the music from Bhakti Rock, the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. This was so much fun tonight. Some interesting guests. I enjoyed the discussion, and I hope you did too. I hope all you card students out there learned something new as we talked and I went through the cards. I'll see you next week, same time. Have a great week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonatra-chodayam Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yumna Om.
mafia dhimahi deyo yo na chodaya om burbhuva swaha tat savitur varivyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na chodaya Deyo yo na prachodayam.